Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dave Plyer in for Bob Surratt this morning, and joining us now with a little update is Jen Sabella, Director of Strategy and co-founder of Block Club Chicago. How are you doing, Jen?
Good morning, Dave. I'm doing good.
Great.
How are you?
I am great. I'm getting over a cold, which is great for me. So you've got a bunch of headlines here, including the Green Dolphin, which was a historic nightclub, closed like 6 years ago, could become something else soon.
Yes, it is. It could become a cannabis dispensary. The alderman in the ward, Scott Wagusek, held a meeting last week with neighbors about converting the Green Dolphin into a dispensary. It's been vacant for years, and some people have started breaking in and having raves on the property.
Oh, fun.
Before that, it had some issues with violence before it closed, and it culminated with a fight that left two people dead in 2015. So it's been a, you know, challenge to the neighborhood for a few years. So the alderman thinks getting a business in there is going to, you know, eliminate those raves, eliminate any problems on the corner. But neighbors are, as usual, concerned about traffic and just, like, the reputation of the neighborhood. There's already another dispensary nearby. So it has not been approved yet, but we're watching and seeing, and you can check with blockclubchicago.org. for more information on what happens at that corner.
Is that iconic sign still up there? Because I know this is called Dr. Green Thumbs, which is the location that they're planning on putting there. But Green Dolphin nightclub would be like a Green Dolphin distiller, or a dispensary, could be pretty cool.
It's true. The sign is still there. So if they wanted to alter the name to keep the green and add the thumb, I don't know.
I like that. All right. So Christmas trees, I mean, they generally stay up for a couple weeks after Christmas, a week after Christmas, especially if you've got a real one. But there's some alternatives to recycling.
Yes. So there's the Wild Blossom Meadery. It's down in Beverly. They are having a New Year's Eve bash with a massive bonfire, and they invite all attendees to bring their Christmas trees, and they will lower them with a crane into a massive bonfire. It will be part of this celebration on New Year's Eve. There's also a taco buffet, games, DJ, and drinks, and fireworks at midnight. So if you're looking for something to do on New Year's Eve and you want to get rid of your tree, you can join their celebration. It runs 8 p.m. to 1 a.m., and tickets are $60, and that's at 9030 South Hermitage.
So $60 to burn your tree and have a drink.
Yeah.
And some tacos.
A taco buffet.
Okay, I like that. Don't throw away your holiday packing materials by helping small businesses reuse them instead. Explain this.
This is such a great idea. If you're like me, you've got so many packages in the mail, just, you know, boxes and boxes. And just when you get gifts, my recycling bins are filled to the brim. So this company called EcoShip, they are asking people, they have 11 drop-off locations around the city, and they're asking people to take their clean packaging and drop it off, and then they donate that to local stores so they're not having to buy all these boxes and shipping materials. It's a really great idea. They've over 125,000 tons of plastic packaging is thrown into landfills each holiday season. So just any way to reuse this stuff is really a boost to the environment. Last year, this company collected over 29,000 cubic gallons of materials. So you can go to blockclubchicago.org and find their list of drop-off locations. They're also looking for volunteers who want to help collect these materials and sort them out, and businesses that want to team up with them and, you know, get some free recycled packaging materials.
You know, it's really smart because I myself think we have probably 30, 35 boxes that have come from Amazon from the beginning of November, end of October until now, because that's certainly the way I shop these days. And, you know, you're just flattening them and throwing them to the recycling bin, but what a great opportunity to have a small business be able to reuse them and ship things themselves in there.
Yes, it's a great idea. I was like, wow, I'm surprised no one's thought of this before. So hopefully they grow and have more drop-off locations too.
I love this. EcoShip is raising money to buy a company car to keep up its work and expand into new areas. The company's raised over $7,000 of its $24,000 goal to get the new car. So it's a really cool way of doing things and recycling those boxes. Here's another one. This could go on forever. I'm not sure what we could actually read online, but there's Illinois rejected license plates. So, you know, when you think about how many people want to put out custom plates, there's almost 55,000 requests, but there's about 300 of them that just push the line, right?
Right. And this is a lot of profanity, which we won't say on the radio. Also, just people trying to be clever and you know, a little bit obscene. So the Secretary of State, Alexis Junius, released his list of rejected plates, trying to let people know these are not going to get past the Secretary of State's office. You're not going to be able to drive around with a license plate that says people suck on it or many other things. And you can get the list on our website. People are using the AF suffix, which you can imagine what that means, in order to slip some profanity in there. But, yeah, they have a list of rejected plates at the Secretary of State's office, so you can't keep trying year to year. Once it's rejected once, it's on this permanent ban list. So keep trying if you're looking for a racy license plate, but it probably will not get approved.
Yeah, no, I see Irish AF, Black AF, Dope AF, D's Nuts, various spellings, JB Sucks. I would see why the state would probably not want to have that out there. But this is like high school. Like Uranus, exactly. Boner, like a license plate. It's like childish, you know, with all this. Too woke. I'm surprised they wouldn't put that on there. It's not
horrifying.
Yeah,
I'm surprised Meaty didn't make it either. I think that's not that. I mean,
maybe it's crossing some lines in there somewhere.
I guess so.
All right, Jen Sabella, Block Club Chicago. Thanks for joining us. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. Thanks so much.